Recently, DeKalb School CFO Michael Perrone estimated the district could run a $24 million deficit in the next fiscal year. Thurman told stakeholders Perrone suggested some steep cost-cutting measures.
He recommended, and I agreed, to implement a hiring freeze across the district, but with a caveat. The hiring freeze will not impact teachers or classroom instruction.
But teachers won't get a pay raise. Druid Hills High School senior Kadeem Trimble asked Thurman how the district will attract good teachers without increasing salaries.
Survey after survey with employees will tell you that the primary reason for dissatisfaction with the supervisor is not necessarily pay. It's not feeling like you appreciate it.
As an answer, Thurman said he plans to lighten their workloads. However, Trimble, the high school senior, told WABE's Dennis O'Hare, lower salaries could affect teacher recruitment.
Since you're cutting funds from the teacher's salary, if they're able to attract new and educated and young teachers, so I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure the board and the superintendent is working hard to fix that big issue.
One solution is raising property taxes, but Thurman told reporters he won't do that.
No.
No,
let me just answer that. No tax increase. First, we have to get our fiscal house in order. We're going to have to restore public trust and demonstrate to all of our stakeholders that we're serious about improving academic performance in the classroom.
The most immediate deadline the district faces is an update with its accrediting agency in May. The district was placed on accredited probation in December due to poor board governance, which included allegations of financial mismanagement. Martha Dalton, WABE News.